Pope Francis on Sunday canonized seven new saints, including Argentina's Gaucho priest, José Gabriel del Rosario Brochero. Known as Cura Brochero, the Argentinian who traveled the nation on the back of a mule to take the gospel message of salvation to the peripheries, he was proclaimed a saint, together with six others, in a mass in St. Peter's Square.
Matura deliberazione preabita e divina opes epius implorata, ac de plumorum fratrum nostrum consilio, beatos, Josepum Sanchez del Rio.
Also from Latin America, the 14-year-old Mexican José Sánchez del Río, who died during the Cristero struggle as he upheld his faith for the love of Christ the King and Our Lady of Guadalupe. And then the first martyr belonging to the La Salle Order, Salomon Leclerc, who was killed in 1792 during the French Revolution. The Spanish Bishop of Palencia, Manuel González García, founder of the Congregation of the Eucharistic Missionaries, known for his strong devotion to the Eucharist and affectionately called the Bishop of the Tabernacle. Italian Father Ludovico Pavoni, who taught the poor and the marginalized in the belief that improving social conditions would improve the spiritual life, and improving the spiritual life would improve social conditions. Also from Italy, Alfonso Maria Fusco, founder of the Order of the Baptistine Sisters, whose mission is to evangelize, educate and promote youth, especially those who are most poor, abandoned and at risk. And finally, the French Carmelite mystic and writer, Elizabeth of the Trinity, who died aged 26 in 1906 from Addison's disease. Even though her death was painful, Elizabeth gratefully accepted her suffering as a gift from God. Her last words were, "I am going to light, to love, to life." During his homily, the Pope said, "Saints are men and women who enter fully into the mystery of prayer. Men and women who struggle with prayer, letting the Holy Spirit pray and struggle within them."
I santi sono uomini e donne che entrano fino in fondo nel mistero della preghiera.
Thanks to prayer, he said, they had a generous and steadfast heart. They prayed mightily, they fought, and they were victorious.
Hanno pregato con tutte le forze, hanno lottato e hanno vinto.
And this, Francis said, is what the Church asks of us, not to win by war, but to win with peace.
Non per vincere la guerra, ma per vincere la pace.
After the celebration of Mass, the Pope led those present in the recitation of the Angelus and thanked the many foreign delegations who had journeyed to Rome to pay homage to the new saints, including Argentinian President Mauricio Macri and his family. During his address to the some 80,000 people present, the Pope recalled the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty, which falls on Monday, and said, "Let us join our moral and economic forces to fight together against poverty that degrades, offends, and kills so many of our brothers and sisters by giving life to serious policies in support of families and employment." I'm Linda Bordoni.